Hi, I'm Katie Stone Perez, and welcome to GDC. I have here with me Gersh Pazer, who's our dev lead for Mixer Interactive. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So we are super excited. So as you guys just got to see, we actually are part of the Universal Game Dev Challenge, which Unity is running. And we're super excited that Mixer Interactivity is actually a part of that challenge. So I thought that we'd actually have Gersh here today actually go through and show you, if you're actually a Unity developer, how you can actually build Mixer Interactivity.
Absolutely.
It's really tedious, right? I mean, you have to slave for just hours and hours. This is going to be like a five-hour tutorial.
Yeah, you got to know astrophysics, if that's a thing.
Thankfully, that is not the case. So thankfully, this will just be a few minutes, and you guys will actually see how fast you guys can get
into it. That's right. So what you want to do, the first thing you want to do is you want to go to dev.mixer.com, and then you can check out our tutorials, and you want to build a game. And then down here, you'll see a bunch of our different SDKs. So Katie, you can see we've got SDKs for all the major game engines. You can pick up Unity from here, from the asset store. So now, just for the sake of time, I've already actually installed the Unity SDK. So why don't I go show you what that looks like? So here's the Unity SDK. Once it's installed, you're gonna get this folder right here, Mixer Interactive. And if you expand that folder, you're gonna get a set of really great examples. And the goal that we try to do is to take all the things that you might wanna do and put those in examples so that you can copy them. So I'm gonna go into the button example. And the first thing I wanna do is I wanna go into Interactive Studio. Interactive Studio is a website we've created so that you don't even have to write code and you can actually get up and running. So what I'm gonna do is, let's go create something where a viewer can click a button and then you can give me health. How about that?
Awesome, let's do it.
Great, okay, so I'm gonna add a new control. We're gonna call it give health. And I'll make it a button. Add, let's give it some text. So this is what the user's gonna see on the viewer side. And then I just drag and drop that onto my canvas, maybe make it a little bit bigger so people can read it. And then I click save and I'm done. That was it. So anyone can do that. Now I'm gonna copy this ID because I'm gonna need that in my code later.
Yep.
So I'll go back to Unity. And actually, you know what? I like to do this part. Do you think you could maybe informally maybe time me and
okay,
to see?
Okay, I can do this. I can time you.
Let's see if I can do it in under 5 minutes.
Okay. Let's see.
Ready?
No.
Okay, you're gonna do it. All right.
Okay, so. You're just like so anxious. Okay, on your mark.
Yeah.
Get set. Wait for it.
I jumped the gun. False start.
What are you doing? Okay, on your mark.
Okay.
Get set. Go.
Okay. All right, here we go. So the first thing we're gonna do is we're gonna open up Visual Studio. I'm gonna go into the start method. I'm gonna say Mixer Interactive dot go interactive. Now what this is gonna do, this is gonna connect to the Mixer service and handle all that stuff for you. So now the viewers are gonna see that button on their screen below the video that we just created.
Okay.
The second thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna say if Mixer Interactive dot get button, and then here's where I'm gonna paste that button name. So it's the give health button that we created. And I'm gonna say if they click that button, then we'll do current health plus. So that's gonna give me some more health. And that's it, I'm done.
Okay.
How did I do on time?
Okay, 45 seconds.
Okay.
You talked a lot.
I did. I got to the finish line and then I tiptoed my way through. But yeah, that's it. That's how easy it is.
It's just that simple to do it. Very cool. So what are some of your favorite things that you are excited to kind of see with interactivity?
Yeah, so great question. So some of the things I would love for people to do with interactive, and you can see in some of our examples, is I really love it when people put the name of the person who triggered an action above the player.
That viewer attribution, I think that's huge. You know, any streamer you watch the streamer, someone follows, someone subscribes, there's bling, there's all kinds of stuff going on the screen, like it's really active. Mm-hmm. And so I think as game devs, we really need to think about that too. Like, how are we pulling that community and those viewers, whether we, you know, put it, I love it like in Deep Rock, I love spawning enemies and then I say, sweets, you know, like
right
on top of the enemy, and it's so fantastic. fantastic. Yeah. And as a streamer, you then have that ability. You don't even have to look at what's happening in chat. You instantly see that happening, and you're able to just, you know, be like, sweets, what are you doing?
That's right.
You know? So I think it's so cool, too, to actually, you know, I love what Hyper Sentinel is doing, how they even keep up that leaderboard, right? Mm-hmm. So you actually see top five attackers and top five defenders. I can't wait to see more games where we have them taking the viewers that are watching and have them actually name characters and things after them. So viewer attribution is so cool.
Yeah, that's one of the other things that I'm really excited about is, can we see some games? And if you're watching this, I'd love to see it. You should let Katie and I know about this. And we'll give you an email address to send us it too soon. Where a viewer can actually take control of one of the characters and then whether they get their name appearing on the NPC or something like that, and they're actually in the game.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I love that ability. I also, the thing that really brought me to Mixer and is really core to who we are at Mixer is community.
That's right.
And so that's like, I just found Mixer so amazing. Like, our team actually has this amazing community that we all get to work together, but then our developer community and our partner community and our viewer community, they're just a core part of who we are. And so I can't wait to see these experiences come about with Interactive where we as game developers are really honoring that there's more than a single person playing or interacting with our experience at that moment. There is this entire community that's actually watching along. And so how as we as game developers can we both reward the individual streamer but also reward all of those viewers for playing a part in that space and just make everyone realize that because they showed up today, we are all better together, you know? I love it. Yeah. Very cool.
So should we mention how, if somebody does something really cool, how they can reach us and tell us about their cool
idea? Fantastic. So our email is actually mixerdevinfo.
In fact, let me do this. Using my
right
favorite text editor, Mixer.
See, this is the dev way to
exactly.
You know
I'm a dev lead. So Microsoft.com. And I think I can even control. Okay, I can't make that bigger. But
there you go. So you guys can actually reach out to us. Again, check out our developer website as well, and you guys can get all of our SDKs there, all of our downloads. We have a bunch of developer documentation. And we're super excited to see what all of you guys do with Interactive, including anything that you guys are going to do specifically for the Universal Game Dev Challenge. So, very cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us here, Gersh. It is the end almost of GDC. We're at Friday afternoon. We're in that home stretch. Like, one more cup of coffee, and I think we'll be able to, like, race for the airport and get home. So, thanks for joining us at the end.
Thank you.
And thank you guys who are watching. And remember, please feel free to reach out if you guys have any questions about how to use Mixer Interactive. Thanks so much.